Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. This is your host, Brandy Pyburn Smith, and I am coming today with this morning's devotion. Father God, we come to you in prayer, just thanking you for another day that wasn't promised. Thanking you for your grace and your mercies. Thank you for watching over us as we slept. Thank you for protecting your loving angels around us. Father God, we just want to humbly tell you that we love you and that we live for you, Father God, and that we are standing in the need of prayer for our families, for our friends, for our country. The enemy is attacking us and attacking us for sure. But we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. And Lord, we do love you. Father God, I just ask that you go into the homes of the sick and you heal the bodies as well as the minds. Father God, I pray that you go into the jailhouse and the penitentiaries. And Father God, you touch those souls and give them a renewing of their mind so that when they come out knowing that there's an expectancy over their life for them to live according to your will. Father God, I pray that you go into the schools and that you cover our students, whether they be in daycare, elementary, high school, junior high, college, wherever they may be, Father God, just be with them on today. Father God, I ask that you go into the hospitals and you touch those hearts, Father God. Purify them with healing, Father God. Give them the strength that they need so that they can get back on their feet and do what they've been called to do. Father God, not only that, but I ask that you come into our group, Sisterhood Through God's Plan, and you have a mighty move, Father God. Have your way with us, God. Show us the way. Show us the way, God. Put before us the things that you have already aligned for our lives, Father God. For we want to give you all the glory, all the praise, and definitely all the honor. But not only that, Father God, I ask that you go into the churches and you bless these pastors and these first ladies and you bless these members, Father God. Give them the strength and the courage that they need to endure their walk with you, Father God. Show them your way and get them out of the way so that you may have your way, Father God. For it is in your precious Son, Jesus' name, I ask and I pray these many blessings. Amen. I just wanted to come on this morning and I want to read to you what God has put in my heart. I don't know what God is up to, but I know God is up to something, and some things have been troubling me in my personal life. And to read the scripture, it kind of did something for me. So praying that this blesses someone. We're going to be coming from Psalms 31. And I'm going to read from 1 to 1. I'm just going to start reading. Wherever God tells me to stop, that's where I'm going to stop. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Never let me be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Have I hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord? I will be glad and rejoice in the mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities and has not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee. O Lord, I said, thou art my God. Whoo! My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. My God, if that wasn't a word from the Lord, I don't know what would be. What I get from that is no matter what I've been through in my life, God never leaves me, nor does he forsake me. And no matter what my enemies do, they can't harm me. They can't break me because I've went through my suffering. God, to be loved by God, to be loved by God. This scripture, Psalms 31, I read 1 through verse 1 through 17. It's now going to become a part of my daily devotion. Because when the enemy is attacking me, I now have a weapon to fight him with. I've always fought the enemy with prayer. I've always fought the enemy with scripture. But this scripture, this chapter, the enemy, he's in trouble. I thought I was in trouble, but the enemy is in trouble because y'all have to understand that when people are attacking us, it's not the people, it's the enemy, the inner man in them that's attacking us. And we have to pray for them. We don't stir up hate because of hate. We walk in love. And we pray for them because God has to deal with them. It's not our responsibility to discipline man. It's our responsibility to pray for man. Pray for the people that come up against you. Pray for the people that continue to attack you, that continue to tarnish your name, that continue to disrespect you, that continue to overlook who you are in God. Pray for them because they're the ones that's blind. I once was blind, but now I see. I see the truth in the Word of God. I'm so glad you tuned in this morning. I pray that I've said something that may encourage your heart, that may give you the strength that you need to endure this time of trouble. God is love. And as long as God is loving you, you've got all the love you need. Take his yoke upon you and learn of him. Read your word. Open your Bible and read your word. It is your daily map. I love you praying for you all. And may God have a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. God bless you.